saying he had not to, or would you use that?
Well,
would you be more likely to say, now, he ought not to do that, or he had not to do that?
Well, he ought not to do that. I've heard more. I've never heard the other.
Will you do this? No,
I won't.
If you were in trouble and someone, perhaps you had a flat tire and someone came by and you thought they should have stopped to help you, but they didn't. If you saw them later, you might say to them, well, you saw me and you might
have stopped and helped me.
Do you ever hear anyone say, well, I might could?
Oh, plenty of times.
Do you ever say that this would be in the future, that you, it's possible that you would do it? I might could do this next week?
Yes.
It'd be the future.
Future. Mm-hmm. Right.
What kind of owls do they have around here?
Screech owls and horn owls. That's the only two.
Are they different sizes?
Yes, the screech owl is a small owl. Horn owl, they are large.
Have you ever heard anyone call a screech owl a shivering owl?
Shivering owl. We always call them shivering owls.
They're the same thing as a screech owl?
Right.
Right. Why do they call them that, do you suppose?
Well, they just make a kind of a shivery noise. I guess that's right. We have a horn owl, used to. We haven't seen one lately. We come every night and sit on the line out there and eat the flies around the lights. Uh-huh. Huge
real
one.
Big,
yeah,
it's real big.
Big one.
There's a kind of bird that eats insects out of trees. You'll see them on the sides of the trees just pecking away.
Woodpeckers.
Are there different kinds of those?
Mm-hmm. There's red-headed woodpeckers, and then there's another different color.
I saw a woodpecker yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Just pecking.
Have you ever seen one of those woodpeckers that, this big, maybe a foot high, a big thing?
No, not that
red-head.
Big. Yeah, I've seen some good size.
We saw one in our backyard. In fact, my husband made movies of him. He was so big, we've never seen one that size. And he must weigh 6 or 7 pounds.
Oh, no, I've never seen one.
Oh. And I was talking about this to a man up near Jackson. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I call that the law of God.
The what?
The law of God. I suppose he means
Lord God. Oh.
And I was curious if that was just his expression or if it's something else.
I'd never heard of it. Y'all go on down there where they are. Don't take your glass.
I think I heard Jenny scream.
There's a kind of little animal that if you mess with him, he'll spray you with a very bad odor.
Skunk.
The skunk and a polecat.
Same.
It's not them, it's Morgan.
Okay.
There's some things that will go around a chicken house. Try to get your chickens, and you might say, I'm going to get me some poison because I got to get rid of those. Now, you're not talking about different kinds of them, but you're referring to all these different kinds. You might say, I got to get rid of all those
rats
or
varmints. Varmints.
Right, and varmints they always small. Would rats be in varmints? Would they be a kind of varmint?
No, I don't think. They varmints usually are mink and fox and possums and coons and things like that that get your chicken. Yes, just go on, Pam, and don't come back.
Would a bear or a tiger be a varmint?
No. That'd be an animal.
You hear certain kinds of people refer to as varmints.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people use that expression.
What just, kinds of people would they be?
Just a nasty, low-class, and they're just as low as varmints, you know, they mean no.
Would that necessarily mean they were mean, or just...
Yes, you've heard people say something about mean people being just mean as varmints.